everybody. I just want to talk about what I've learned. I just had a birthday. It wasn't a huge milestone birthday. But, you know, birthdays always make me introspective. So I started thinking about things in general. And maybe I need to change the course of my life. I started asking myself those questions. So I did an assessment. And, you know, you ask yourself certain things. And one of the main things I asked them, are you happy? And the answer is generally yes. Things are going, things are okay. Things are great. Some people stress me out, but you know, if you can get rid of the people that aren't helping you or are not good in your life, you can eliminate them in most cases. And so yeah, I plan on taking care of that. So another thing you ask is you know what are your goals? Check them and see if you're actually going in that direction, because a lot of times people are like, oh, this is what I want, but they realize, you know what, I have done nothing to advance me towards that goal. So you periodically have to sit there and assess, am I going in the right direction at least? And yeah, I find that I'm, in general, I'm doing okay with that. One thing I feel like I'm a bit stagnant in certain areas. So I think I need to make some changes, nothing major, just maybe start a new project or something like that. That way, I can feel like I'm accomplishing stuff. Then you assess your finances, and you know, everything's for the most part things are going pretty well there, and your relationships and with people, and generally that's going fine. So anyway, and this is not even this podcast I wanted this podcast to be about. This episode, I wanted it to be about what I've learned. And, you know, after being on this planet for, several years, then you want to, you've learned stuff. And I wrote down some things that I feel like I've learned, and I'm going to share them here. Number one thing is not making a decision is a decision, because a lot of times and in the past, I couldn't decide whether do something or not do something, and I would just kind of let time pass and not do anything. But that's a third choice. That is, not doing something will ultimately have a result. So you know, that's a third choice, is not doing anything. So and here's another one, and this is all coming from you know, thinking about what I've learned in my life. You know, I used to think that the way to get somebody to do something was to criticize and belittle them and yell and stomp and all that stuff. Because that's what my mother used to do. And, you know, like you say, you show and you give somebody an example, and that's what they'll do. You know, obviously as I've gotten older, I realize no one's going to do anything they don't want to do unless they have the proper motivation. And I guess some people do, you know, do things out of fear, but the majority, they have other motivators. So I've learned how to deal with people and find their motivators. Here's another one. You've got to let people make their own mistakes. You can be all, I give all the sort of advice that you want, but ultimately, don't take it personally if they don't listen to you and they go and make their mistakes. One of the quotes, here's a quote, and I'm going to read it because I don't want to get it wrong. This is from Tony Robbins. It says, success in life is a result of good judgment. Good judgment is a result of experience. Experience is usually the result of bad judgment. So think about that. So you got to let everybody make their own mistakes. And that includes, guess what? That includes your kids. So all you helicopter parents that are just watching everything your kid is doing, stop it. You're not trying to raise kids, you're trying to raise adults. So let them make their mistakes. Let them make their mistakes while you're around. And hopefully they will learn by the time that you're not around how to deal with things on their own. That's just my perspective on things. You might have your own opinions, and you know what? I don't care. Another thing I've learned, and this is kind of almost deep, it's karma. You know how they say the law of karma? Now, the Hindus believe that karma, you will pay for whatever you've done, but you'll pay for it in a different lifetime. If you live long enough and you pay attention, you're going to see it's a real thing. If you've harmed other people, it's going to come back to you. And, you know, maybe not, it's not going to happen next week. It's not going to happen in 2 months. It's not even going to happen in a year. You may have to wait 30, 40 years. Now, the thing is, I've seen that happen because I've been on this planet for a while. But it happens, and when it does happen, it's almost like, wow, I did not want this for that person. It's almost the punishment is worse than you would have wanted. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I mean, I've seen it several times, and I've always had that same reaction, like, wow. I would not have wanted the punishment to be that harsh, even though this person has done me wrong or has done, you know, so many other people wrong. It almost seems like karma, you know how they say karma is a bitch, and you know, and yeah, it is. So, here's another one. Be nice to yourself. And this is almost like an advice, but I work on people for a living, and you know, sometimes I am surprised by the way people talk to themselves, why the internal conversations you have with yourself. You treat yourselves like crap. And again, I know because I used to do that. My self-esteem was very low, and I was one of those people. I just did not think much of myself. Did not talk to myself well. I was my worst critic, and so if you talk to your friends the way that you talk to yourself, you wouldn't have any friends. That's just my opinion. So, be good to yourself. Talk to yourself nicely. You know, because a lot of, you know, sometimes I go out of my way to how do you say, pamper yourself. You've had a good week. You've done a lot. You've done this. You know, here's a reward, or you know what, you could do better, but you know. I kind of have, and some people say you're kind of crazy. You treat yourself like you talk to yourself like that, but I've always done that. Even when I was talking back, even when I was just harsh with myself, I've always done that. Anyway, so be nice to yourself, and if you start being a little nicer to yourself, maybe you wouldn't be as sick or in pain as you are, because all that is reflected in how your body functions. You know how people say, you're killing me, or you make me sick, or all that. Your body's listening to it, and so it's producing a response. Anyway, here's another thing I'm probably gonna get emotional about this. Life is short. I've learned that life is short, and my daughters have just lost their mother this month. And so if you've got somebody, tell them you love them. It's just so short, and you think somebody's going to be around forever, and they're not. So keep that in mind when you deal with people, it's just one of those things that you, not everybody's going to be around. Like I said, you mourn for people, not because of, what they're, the person that you, the past is fine. You're just, your mourning is, you know, what you're going to miss about them. You miss that you're not going to see them. So, be mindful whenever you have arguments. Don't have resentments. Make sure that you always have everything resolved, because you never know. Okay, so I don't. That's basically all I wanted to talk about as far as things I've learned. I'm sure I've learned many, many other things, but this is what I just happened to put on paper here. So you can always respond to me. Send me messages, send me topics, comments, ideas on the show, what else you want me to talk about. If you leave me a voice message, we'll even use your voice probably. So let me know what you think, and thanks for listening.